Once upon a time, a tiny striped caterpillar burst from the egg, which had been home for so long. "Hello, world," he said. "It sure is bright out here in the sun." "I'm hungry," he thought, and straight away began to eat the leaf he was born on. And he ate another and another and another. And he got bigger and bigger and bigger, until one day he stopped eating and thought, there must be more to life to that just eating and getting bigger. It's getting dull. So Stripe crawled down from the friendly tree, which had shaded and fed him. He was seeking more.
All sorts of new things to find: grass and dirt and holes and tiny bugs. Each fascinated him, but nothing satisfied him. When he came across some other crawlers like himself, he was especially excited. But they were so busy eating, they had no time to talk, just as Stripe had been. "They don't know any more about life than I do," he sighed. Then one day, Stripe saw some crawlers are really crawling. He looked around for their goal and saw a great column rising high into the air. When he joined them, he discovered
was a pile of squirming, pushing caterpillars. A caterpillar. It appeared that the caterpillars were trying to reach the top, but the top was so lost in the clouds that Stripe had no idea it was there. He felt new excitement, like sap rising in the spring. "Maybe I'll find what I'm looking for." Full of agitation, Stripe asked a fellow crawler, "Do you know what is happening? I just arrived myself," said the other. "Nobody has time to explain. They're so busy trying to get wherever they are going up there. But what's at the top?" Continue Stripe. "No one knows that either, but it must be awfully good because everybody's rushing there. Goodbye. I've no more time." It plunged into the pile. Stripe's head was bursting with a new drive. He couldn't get his thoughts together. Every second, another crawler passed him and disappeared into the pillar. "There's only one thing to do." He pushed himself in.